You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A new report shows that when it comes to infrastructure, Wisconsin has some work to do. The Wisconsin section of the American Society of Civil Engineers gives the state an overall grade of C, which is considered mediocre. The report looked at 13 categories, including roads, transit, aviation, ports, drinking water, solid waste, and more. Wisconsin's highest grade was a B for energy, but there are D pluses on the downside for roads and transit. The report says a lot of Wisconsin's infrastructure requires capacity or maintenance upgrades or is reaching the end of its expected lifespan. Jennifer Schaff is Technical Resource Engineer for County Materials Corporation in Roberts in western Wisconsin and President-elect for the Wisconsin section of the American Society of Civil Engineers. She's also co-chair of the 2020 report card for Wisconsin's infrastructure. Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob, for having me. Happy to be here.
It's a mixed bag. We'll look at some of the details. Are you surprised by this report, especially the downsides of it?
No, I don't. I don't currently practice in all of the categories. My day to day is varied. But no, I think overall not surprised.
Well, let's start with where we got some of the lower grades in the road department, a long-running debate in Wisconsin over how we build roads, maintain roads, and maybe more importantly, pay for all of it. What were some of the things on this report card that ended up giving us this D plus?
So I don't know if you were able to tune in to our release last week, but one of the items of note was this $13 billion shortfall over the next decade if roadway improvements aren't accounted for. And there's lots of good statistical information in the actual report. Deficient roads cost drivers $6 billion annually due to wear and tear on their vehicles, wasted fuel due to congestion and costs of crashes on roadways. But one of the things I found really compelling, Rob, and I'll read it to you here so I don't mince words, roadway features are likely a contributing factor in approximately one-third of fatal traffic crashes. This is tremendously significant to drivers on rural roads in Wisconsin, where the state fatality rate doubles the national average.
How do we get here? This is something that didn't happen overnight. Talk about the years-long process that led to what you're saying is a pretty big deficiency here.
Sure. So, Rob, much of our roadways were designed for a 1950s style vehicle, not the vehicles we drive today. So we need geometric changes. We need to create sufficient clear zones and update traffic operations to make roadways safer. Due to lack of funds, you know, everyone's trying to do more with less. Wisconsin DOT has had to resort to resurfacing non-interstate roadways just to make them usable. And for lack of a better term, this is really a facelift. It doesn't address those roadway features I mentioned previously. And note too, Rob, that the DOT has jurisdiction over approximately 12% of roadways. The remainder are under local control, and resurfacing there appears to be a trend as of late.
That's roads. Let's turn to our other low one. We'll get to the happier news later. Transit. So this is getting around in ways other than hopping in our own personal cars. Where do you see us falling short in this report on transit issues?
Transit is really a funding issue. So, you know, let me give you a couple highlights here, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
Wisconsin relies on state and federal funding for capital needs. But, you know, federal funding has had serious reductions, and it's really jeopardizing the reliability of the network. Most funding at the state level comes from local property taxes, and those have really proven inadequate for meeting current needs. And this leads to less service, reduced hours of operation. And so here's a telling statistic. Total transit trips decreased by 17.3% in Milwaukee and Madison. And this is compared to a reduction of only 10% on other national medium and small systems, which are similar. And these numbers I'm giving you are before COVID. So, you know, people are not seeing these systems as reliable.
people might think of transit and picture, you know, a subway in a really big city or fixed line bus routes in medium to larger cities. In the report, you also mention that this is an issue for rural areas. It might not look like it does in a city, but transit issues are there too.
Correct. Correct. And so as a state, we need to decide if transit is going to be a reliable option for folks. And really, you know, it's an access point for jobs, a way for people to get to jobs.
We're talking to Jennifer Schaff with the American Society of Civil Engineers Wisconsin section, president-elect there, looking at a new report from the society, a report card on Wisconsin's infrastructure from roads to transit to energy to ports and beyond. Let's get to a happier grade. How did we do on energy infrastructure?
Energy, I'm so glad you asked. Energy, we did really well on you know, energy, we have natural gas, nuclear, and coal sources that are going to ensure Wisconsin's energy needs through 2024. A couple highlights, Wisconsin's 10.58 cents per kilowatt hour rate provides reliable funding for generation, transmission, and distribution infrastructure. And some might point to that rate as being higher than the Midwest and national average. But Wisconsinites are savvy, and they tend to have lower monthly bill averages. Another bright spot is Wisconsin's Focus on Energy program. A lot of people have probably heard of this, but they may not realize it's funded by utilities, and it's been found to achieve about a $4.32 benefit for every dollar in costs. Another high point is they showed a net economic benefit of $348 million in 2016. And then one more last point is Governor Evers has set a net zero greenhouse gas emission goal by 2050, which is really an aggressive goal.
Then we've got drinking water, which has been in the news in different parts of the state for different reasons. It might be lead water lines in Milwaukee. It might be concerns about a runoff in parts of northeastern and southwestern Wisconsin. When the report card looked at drinking water around the state as a whole, what kind of things did you find?
So just a little bit of background. Wisconsin has more than 11,000 public water systems. And that's amongst the most in the nation. About 5% of them service more than 4 million residents, which is impressive. We're looking at $8.6 billion will be needed to address these systems over the next 20 years. And a couple highlights. In 2018, utilities produced about 186 billion gallons of water, but they lost over 26 billion gallons to water leakages. And I looked back through the report, and it looks to me like about 33% of those mains are circa 1940 or older. So, you know, we need infrastructure to improve and replace some of those water lines. Utilities are also lacking in risk-based pipeline prioritization and asset management programs, and those could help lower costs and reduce overall water usage and also help us to look at cost-effective alternatives to main replacements.
You looked at a lot of other issues, but I want to talk a little bit about priorities. One issue you looked at was dams. I happened to be on Lake Delton not too long ago, which had in recent memory a dramatic dam failure led to big costs. When you look at these infrastructure issues in any of these categories, how do you weigh, you know, the cost of doing maintenance now versus maybe a growing risk of a catastrophic thing that's going to cost us a lot down the road?
So, Rob, maybe reword your question for me a little bit.
Can you talk about the benefits of, I guess, spending on maintenance and prevention now versus risks of bigger damage later?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, the longer we wait to do corrective measures, the more expensive they tend to get. So the more, you know, for lack of a better term, Band-Aids we put on things, the likelihood of the cost increasing goes up significantly. And it also creates a lot of risk in our system. I think we always want to be on the side of caution, particularly when our systems are in an older condition, and want to be diligently monitoring them.
We'll leave it there. Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, Rob.
Jennifer Schaff is Technical Resource Engineer for County Materials Corporation in Roberts in western Wisconsin, and now President-elect for the Wisconsin section of the American Society of Civil Engineers. We talked to her about the group's 2020 report card for Wisconsin infrastructure, gave Wisconsin an overall grade of C.